From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
If Canterbury ain't firing, no one's firing. What the hell is going on here?
I don't know. Hey, before we go into that, a couple of things. Remember 2022, Liz Truss, bond vigilantes,
yes.
Bond market
yes.
Sold off, sunk the government. And the second thing, you gave those Tesla numbers there. How many cars did BYD sell?
More than Tesla, is my guess.
607,000
yeah.
In the quarter. So there you go. Anyway, yes, we can't have this. We can't have this. You know, we've been spruiking the Canterbury region as a sort of shining light in the New Zealand economic landscape for months. You know, it's been Christchurch being the number one city, and we've talked ad nauseum about this, but is the shine coming off? Look, we know Christchurch is sort of buoyed by the agri sector. We know places like Auckland are less directly impacted. And I was that did make me think about Hamilton. We should look into Hamilton. Surely the Tron should be getting some of that dairy halo effect as well. But anyway, yeah, 2 weeks ago, Canterbury swept the table in ASB Regional Economic Scorecard for Q1. But Business Canterbury put out a press release yesterday saying that business confidence has peaked. It peaked last December. Now it's flatlining. So the upward trajectory has not continued. So what's going on? They don't actually give the actual numbers in the release, but even in Canterbury, they say that consumer confidence and demand has been slower to rebound than anticipated. It is still positive. 59% of businesses are expecting to hire staff in the next 12 months, which is pretty good, and 60% expect them to invest in property, plant and equipment. That lifted from the previous quarter. But, Mike, come on, we can't have Canterbury wilting on us, can we?
No, next thing will be the farmers will be in trouble. Barfoot and Thompson, who are the biggest player in Auckland real estate. So what do we got? We got prices up, sales up, Andrew. Is the bet alive? Am I winning? Are you winning? What's going on here?
We've got the little wager going on here. What I would say, Mike, is if we bet on Australian house prices,
yeah,
it would be a
free.
Much closer. Yeah, the regional areas in Australia are at 5.5%. Unfortunately, we didn't. We're looking at New Zealand. But yeah, Barfoot and Thompson numbers for June. There's a bit of a glass half full, glass half empty thing going on here, depending on your proclivity. Sales numbers are down versus May, but prices are a little bit better. Now, we know that Auckland area has been a bit of an anchor at the moment in terms of dragging down national house price figures. Barford and Thompson, they're Auckland's biggest agency, sold 876 properties in June, well down from May. There are seasonal factors there, start of winter and all of that. What is interesting, though, is that's 29% higher than June last year, and prices have firmed up. So the average price, 4% higher than May. It is quite a bit lower than last year. Now, it's not a huge sample size, composition issues there, but interesting nonetheless. But the data that they released yesterday highlights the main issue in the housing market at the moment. That is supply for the June month. Inventory for Barfoot and Thompson, the highest level for a June month since 2008, 17 years.
Yeah.
That will take a while to budge right now. The plus side of that, though, is that buyers have options, don't they?
Yes, they do. And because of July 4, we're going to get these non-farm payrolls, which is critical.
Yeah, it is. Look, we normally get non-farm payrolls. We normally sort of miss this number because it's always released on a Friday when we've packed up and we've left for the working week. So we have to review it on a Monday. But because Friday is July the 4th, big day for our American friends, big holiday. So they're releasing non-farm payrolls a day earlier. It's important. Particularly pointed this month because of the focus on the Fed, Trump's insistence that Powell drops rates. Labour market's a key part of that puzzle. Now, earlier this week, Mike, job openings came out, surprised to the upside, which indicates the job market's a bit stronger than expected. But then last night, the ADP employment report, which looks at the private sector, hiring has contracted quite sharply. That was a big miss to the downside. Private payrolls lost 33,000 jobs. Economists are expecting a $100,000 lift, so way off. So it's becoming really much harder to call non-farm payrolls. So there's a bit of mystery about tonight.
Well, interesting. What are the numbers?
Dow Jones is down 25 points, which is not much, 44,468. The S&P 500 up 19 points, 0.3%, 6217. And the NASDAQ is up 170 points, 0.84%. 20,373. The FTSE 100 overnight lost 11 points, although you did comment, and I think we should point out the bond market spike there. That will affect our bond rates a little bit today. I would expect to see them a little bit higher. The FTSE 100 lost 11 points, 8,774. The Nikkei, 39,762. It fell 0.5%. Shanghai Composite down 3 last night, 3,454. The Aussies yesterday gained 0.66%, 8,597. The close in the ASX 200. And the NZX 50, 12,784. Another positive day, 0.39%, 50 points higher. Kiwi dollar, 0.6081 against the US, 0.9247 Aussie, 0.5155 against the euro, 0.446 against the pound, 87.38 Japanese yen, gold $3,349, and Brent crude has ticked up a bit, $68.84.
Yeah, well, mate, see you tomorrow. Andrew Callagher, jmiwealth.co.nz.